Here we go. The ANC's national spokesperson is on the line. Mahlengi Bengu Motsiri, a very good morning to you. What do you make of yesterday? A success or failure, do you think?
Well, if the previous statements that were issued by the leadership of the party that led the so-called shutdown is anything to go by...
You can call them the EFF. You can call them the EFF. You can mention their name.
Well, it's fine. But I do want to say that if those statements were anything to go by, Bongani, saying that we're going to shut the country down, there'll be no movement. There will be no economic activity. There will be no educational activity, and so on and so on. If those, for me, would be the indicators, we've just asked the question to your listeners, those will be the indicators whether this did materialize yesterday. And I think it is a resounding no. You know, there would be pockets of businesses that closed for various reasons. I mean, one, for starters, the phenomenon of hedging, where businesses protect their operations in anticipation of anything happening during an unrest or during a protest action. There will be a phenomenon of a long weekend. There are so many other factors, but I'm not even there. It was to talk about the reasons for why some of the businesses decided to close. But we do know that it was business as usual across all of South Africa. I did listen to Mr. Malema speaking about, for example, there's no movement of trucks in places such as Richards Bay, which is a very strategic center of economic activity in our country. But that is actually untrue. I mean, if you look at reports, media commentary, ENCA, News Africa coverage in that part of South Africa, the you know, one of the reporters, and I'm trying to recall her name in the evening, said, no, where I am, it's business as usual. Trucks are moving from Richards Bay to Durban and so on. I could go on and on about business as usual from the Western Cape all the way to KZN and here in Gauteng. One way of measuring a success of a protest action for those of us who've always done this thing on the ground is if you can shut down Soweto, if you can shut down Tembisa, if you can shut down Umlazi, because those are the largest townships in our country. The easiest street in Soweto, Chris Hani, was a hive of activity. Maponya Mall was said to have been closed, according to the reports, and there was a sheer propaganda. Maponya Mall was open.
I've got to come in here and ask you this question. As the ANC, though, just in terms of the show of strength, demonstration particularly of the disaffection of young people, have you been put on notice?
I think that the country, the governing party and the government has been put on notice, not by yesterday's march, but by the disconnectedness that is deeply felt by the ANC. And this is something that we've readily conceded.
Or against it.
Pardon?
Or
against the ANC.
You said that disaffection by the ANC. I'm saying it's against the ANC that we're seeing that emotion and that sentiment.
Well, I think it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag. I mean, the ANC has got a very strong youth following as well. You know, I don't think that it is a homogeneous sector of young people. You know, otherwise we wouldn't be having, for example, student organizations, youth ANC-aligned, progressive organizations in the country. So I think we need to unpack the phenomenon of youth, but it is important to say that it is true, not just in South Africa, across the world, in the continent, that there is a growing disaffection and disconnection by young people from institutions of power. And this is something that isn't just for the ANC, and I think it's for the rest of society. But for the ANC and for its part, it is something we're attending to as we head up to the elections in 2024.
Mahlengu Bengu Motsiri, that is the ANC's national spokesperson, reflecting on yesterday's stairway. And effectively what she's saying is, look, if you can't shut down the major townships, if it's business as usual there, you cannot claim success. That may well be the case, but is the party, do you think, on notice in terms of the narrative, the struggle, the liberation narrative? I think those days are soon going to be over.